It is time for another In Case You Missed It podcast on Kiss Country 99.9 with TC and Dina B, brought to you by Xfinity.
Kiss Country 99.9, TC and Dina B, backstage with Parker McCollum. We are here at Tortuga Music Festival. Parker, I want to start here. How is dad life? What is the new thing that your son is doing? Because I know there's a new milestone almost every day.
He just said dad today.
Oh, today?
Of course, it was right after I left, and she sent me a video of it. But yeah, he's like saying dad, which I've been looking at him and saying dad for, I mean, pretty much 8 months now.
So aww, the day he was born, I was like,
say it.
You weren't there.
I saw a video.
He was calling for you.
It's one of those things, if he's like me, he's never, ever going to shut up. So
okay.
I'm like, I'm not really worried about missing his first word, because I will catch 100 million by Christmas.
You are.
So there will probably be a time I'm like, man, I wish you could only say dad.
Yeah.
Did he say mama yet?
He has not said mama.
Oh, you got it first.
You got it first.
Oh,
he's so jealous.
Parker 1, Halle Ray 0.
I am very jealous. All right, Parker. So there was an interview not too long ago that kind of got some fans like a little worried that Parker was going to retire or something like that. And the quote was, I want to be a country singer for as long as I remember. And the longer I do this, the more I realize I may just not be one. And I feel like it might have gotten taken out of proportion a little bit and aggregated all over the place. But what did you really mean by that?
Man, you know, I always was like trying to be what I thought I should be to be a country singer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a couple times in my career, like when I wrote the Limestone Kid, my very first record, like I didn't know anything. And I was just writing songs and just becoming whatever it was that I was in the moment. And it's such a great, beautiful way to create and write songs and record songs. And I feel like the longer I did it, the more I was like, well, you know, just trying to do something instead of just doing whatever it is that I do, which I still really don't know what that is. But, you know, when I think about country music, and especially like what country music is nowadays, I'm like, I don't really sound like either of those. And so that's really what I meant by that.
It was like a reflection for you.
Quite literally.
And
I was just like, I don't sound like any other country singers. So I'm like, am I a country singer? I don't know.
Oh,
I was
you
just
definitely
thinking
are.
Too much about
but
it.
But you're not going anywhere, right? You're going to be doing this for a while.
You're not leaving us, though, basically.
No, at least until this new record comes out. So at least one more. Oh. No, I'm not going anywhere, man. I really, towards the end of the year, I'm kind of like, man, how long do I want to do this? And then once I have like, you know, a month or two off, I've never had 2 or 3 months off. Once I have like a month off, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I want to keep doing this. So,
well, you brought up the new record. Obviously, it's coming out in June, so we're excited
ma'am.
About that. The new track as well. Talk to us a little bit about that new track as well.
it's a song that I wrote. I ended up finishing it with, I think it was Natalie Hemby and Matt Jenkins, if I'm correct. No, it was Natalie Hemby and Jeremy Spillman. And I wrote this song so long ago, and I'd wanted to cut it on the record before. It's called Hope That I'm Enough, and then you know, didn't cut it on the, for lack of a better explanation, just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through songs for this record that I'd written, and I had quite a few, like 3 or 4 that I'd written several years ago. One I wrote in 2019, and I'm like, how did I forget about this?
Wow.
I have to cut this song. And so it was one of those, but I've played it a little bit acoustic, and I really wrote it, and the dog was breathing on my wife's neck while she was laying on the couch one day, and she had said out loud, I can feel you breathing. And I was playing guitar sitting on the other couch, and I was like, I can feel you breathing, good morning, my dear. And kind of messed around, wrote about half a song, and then, you know, Natalie and Jeremy were over at my house, and we kind of put it together and wrote that last half of it, and it just was one of those that right away I was like, I want somebody else to hear that
does
song.
Does the dog get a co-write credit then, since
dog
it was
not
the dog
get,
that was
it,
credit?
No, but since we've had a baby, that would probably cheer him up a lot.
Aww.
He's a pretty sad little fella these days.
I know
days.
How it goes.
Well, I know you weren't a sad fella when you got to play the Houston Rodeo the other
yes,
day.
Ma'am.
As a Texan, as a George Strait fan, myself as well, I know that must have been a moment for you and the family and having, you know, Haley and Major there too with you. Tell us about that moment too, closing that out. I mean, like, it was like full packed show.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we'd done a couple years, and both years were just kind of blurs. And then, you know, we played it this year and sold it out again. And standing on stage, and it was kind of coming time to the show where I knew Halle Ray and Major were standing right next to the stage on the platform. And I was like, me and him are about to take a photo in front of 70,000 people at the Houston Rodeo Houston. And that photo is going to be timeless. Like, there's going to be a point in his life one day, many, many years from now, where that photo is going to be the coolest photo he has. And I was, like, thinking about that. I was like, this is going to be baller. I'm setting him up. He's going to show this to a girl one day.
Yeah.
And it's going to work for him. But no, it just, I don't know. I've been doing this for a long time now, and I've been so, so, so lucky for it to just go so well over and over and over again. And there's never really been any lows at all. But that was the biggest high. That was as good as it gets.
Yeah. Well, it looked it, and congrats for that moment.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to the new album. Congrats, obviously. You know, we talked to you not too long ago about becoming, you know, a daddy and all that good stuff. We really can't wait to see you on stage here in this element. You're going to stick to those jeans and the cowboy hat.
No question. No question. I don't think people want to see me in anything but this, and I don't really want to wear anything.
Oh, watch
this,
yourself. So. I know plenty of ladies out there might.
Depends on how hot it is. I've never taken my shirt off on stage, but we've played some hot shows, some extremely hot July Dallas, Texas shows, and
well, if you feel so inclined, don't worry,
it comes unbuttoned every now and then.
But the
breeze is good, and yeah, I'm a dad now, so I gotta really be on my best behavior.
Amen.
And I'll probably
Darn.
Keep it buttoned up tonight.
Well, buddy, thank you so much for taking some time. Parker McCollum backstage live at Tortuga Music Festival.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.